This week's Democratic debates didn't offer many hints about who will be the face of the party next year. In fact, it highlighted how far the Democrats are from deciding what their pitch will be to voters and who will make it. But on the Republican side, it was clear at President Trump's campaign rally last night in Cincinnati that the general election is already underway. I hadn't been to a Trump rally since 2016, right before he won the South Carolina primary and long before he had the nomination wrapped up. Back then, voters were drawn to his message with the hope that he could deliver for them. Last night, I arrived at an arena with lines snaking around the block full of adoring supporters who trust President Trump completely and are already energized to reelect him. Dolores Scardini and Barbara Bergdahl saw our microphones and came right over.
We love Trump.
And we love Democrats, but we just think
I don't love Democrats.
No. I mean, I have Democrat friends. No. But as far as the politicians, no.
Tell me, what do you love about Trump?
He's for us, everybody in America, yeah. And even other people. They want to come here to be legal and to be legally. Not just come.
I like Trump because he's hardcore. He talks like I'm talking to you now. You know, he's rough around the edges, and that's what I am. I'm rough around the edges, and whatever comes to my mind, I just say whatever comes to my mind. He may not be real swagger like Obama, but that was a lot of bull.
What do you mean real swagger?
You know, like he had the way of talking to people. Obama, you know, he could convince you that everything was just great, but everything wasn't, because my son-in-law owned a business and we almost went under.
I mean, no jobs. You should watch Fox News because they are not fake.
So I just feel like Trump's more, he's a businessman, he's getting things done. People have money in their pocket. And that's something they weren't used to for a really, really long time. I mean, 8 years, people were going down the toilet. So I'm for Trump. He's done a lot of things that they don't even publish, you know, so.
What about some of the things that offend people that he's been saying over the last few weeks? Does that bother you at all?
About
Baltimore, about, yeah,
well, you know, he's the kind of guy, he's a street fighter. So if you punch him or you get close to people that he loves, then he's going to fight back. And that's what I like about him, because if you say something about my family, I'm gonna come after you. I'm 4'11", but I will definitely do something serious.
But what did somebody say about his family?
About his tweets and, you know, racist. I don't think the man is racist at all. It's just that the people that he's going against are a different color than you and I are. So that makes him racist because he said it about them. But I don't think he's racist at all. I really don't. I've never thought that.
I asked Ronnie Gilbert about those Baltimore tweets as well, and here's what he said.
The man is trying to do good for America, and everybody's just kind of throwing shade at him because they think he's a racist or a Nazi or whatever the case may be.
And you don't think so?
No. Not at all.
What about the attacks on Baltimore and other things that have happened over the last week? You don't think those are...
I mean, kind of if the shoe fits, you know what I mean? Like, you can't take it for, okay, Baltimore has this amount of many black people, so it's racist. It has to be looked at. He's given Eliza Cummings this for $16 billion this year, and where's it going? Like, what's it going to? If it's still terrible, then what's the money going to?
One of the first things you notice at a Trump rally is that nearly everyone in attendance is white. In a crowd of tens of thousands, I saw a few dozen non-white people. One of them was Alicia Kemp, who arrived with two of her kids.
I have been immigrated from the Philippines since I was six, and so I became a citizen the legal way. And I have kids that are going to school here, and we pay taxes, and I don't want to pay taxes for things that, you know, I don't think I should have to. So that's why I'm here.
And most of the people in this line are white.
Yes.
You're not.
We're halfway.
I'm a conservative, so I'm fiscally responsible. I'm conservative in our social values. We're Catholic.
But why do you think that is, that there are not more people of color on this line?
People are afraid. I mean, a lot of people didn't go because they didn't want to mess with the line, or they were afraid about being hurt while we were here, because a lot of people were saying, please be careful, mom, or please be careful, we don't want anybody, you know, because you don't know what the people who don't think properly are going to act like, because a lot of people get immature when they come to these rallies. As a non-white person, you already have a lot of things to contend with, and you're judged more quickly than those who are around you, so you're going to be extra careful about your actions and what you say.
4 more years! 4 more years!
The line to get into the rally at this point, 2 hours before the event, is going around the side of the nearly 18,000-seat U.S. Bank Arena, and then back again. Almost everyone in line is wearing a Trump T-shirt of some kind, or one that says the Democrat Party is the enemy of the people, or if this is what winning looks like, another 4 years of Trump will kill us, lol. It actually says LOL on the shirt. Or stand for the flag, kneel for the cross. Or in the case of Eric Stoibel, collusion delusion.
Yeah, awesome. That's great, isn't it?
What made you decide to get that shirt?
Because I think it's a false narrative all the way through. They haven't been able to prove anything. There's so many reasons why it's false. You know, I can't think of all that's on my mind about it because it just really pisses me off. But Trump's been right all along, and he's proven it every time he's gone out there. Now the courts are starting to prove it. Now the AG's going to find out what's going on. I mean, they released, they said Comey didn't have to go to jail. They figured out that he wasn't guilty or whatever he did as far as to give that information to that professor. But anyway, I think right now that Trump's on a roll. And this is just the beginning. I think if they start going through and they find out all the things that he has done that we're claiming to by CNN, NBC, we can't believe any of that. I mean, I'm my own man. I don't listen to Trump. I see this stuff myself.
Where do you get your news from?
I watch Fox. I also, AOL, MSNBC on a website, so I'll watch some of that. But mostly I'll get it from Fox. Because I trust them. I mean, they say bad things about Trump here and there, but they also say good things. So, you know, I need to, you know, they're about the only news people I can trust that'll go back and say both good and bad for Trump.
Many of the people I spoke with mentioned Fox News when asked where they get their news. But if you look closely, you'll see that some are wearing T-shirts or hats or little pins that have the letter Q on them, as in QAnon, the conspiracy theory that claims a deep state plot against President Trump and his supporters, among other things.
Tell me about your shirt.
What about my shirt?
It's got a Q on it.
Yeah, it's QAnon.
Yeah. QAnon. So what is it that's attracted you to QAnon?
The fact that it's exposed government corruption and what they're doing behind closed doors and Americans don't even know about it. Yeah.
Such as?
The Iran nuclear deal, which gave $150 billion to the Iran mullahs and $1.8 billion. I mean, numerous different things with Jeffrey Epstein that have been pointed out way before it was even, I mean, it was back in 2008 and probably before that. But, I mean, in my opinion, I believe it's real, but everybody's got their own opinion.
Yeah, what made you trust in QAnon?
What do you mean trust?
I mean, why do you believe all of those things that you just said?
Because it provides factual evidence. I mean, you can research, if you actually dig it close enough, I mean, you can find factual evidence on the United States government websites, like the Department of Justice and other things that Q points to and other things of that nature.
Did you vote for President Trump?
Absolutely, yeah.
And what attracted you to him in the first place?
He's pro-America. I mean, I was in the United States Army for 3 years. I was in the infantry. Been all over the world, and to see how, I mean, I spoke to numerous people from Thailand and the Thai Royal Army, and let's see, and the South Korean army, and I mean, not too many of them. I mean, they love America, but some of the leadership that they have, like, I don't know. But
what was the biggest moment for you in that rally just now? What was the moment when you were most happy about what you were hearing?
I mean, just him laying out facts of what he's done to make America great. Obviously, I mean, the number one economy in the world, and for a while, well, I mean, it's the best it's ever been for a long time. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, that's really it.
Can I just get your name?
Huh?
Can I just get your name?
For what purpose?
For our broadcast.
I mean, my first name's Jared, but that's about as much as you're going to get.
Okay. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good night.
The president made no mention of QAnon in his speech, which went on for an hour and 20 minutes and touched on everything from the coal industry to the pronunciation of Lima, Ohio. But the crowd was electrified by his words, which were very much on message 15 months ahead of the election. Promises made, promises kept, conservative judges on the federal courts, a roaring economy. He said multiple times Ohio had the best economy it's ever had. But whatever brought voters to this rally, the president used it to unite them against his eventual opponent, who he is already branding.
No matter what label they use, a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of our great, our beautiful, our wonderful American dream. We're not going to let our country ever go down the route of socialism.
Enthusiastic cheers from tens of thousands of people in this crucial swing state of Ohio.